Hi everyone, welcome back to Wine Chats. Okay, so today's wine is a random wine. I've never tried it in my life. I wanted something random and I didn't want to like look anything up. I literally went to Ralph's and I grabbed the first thing I saw. And so what I grabbed is a pink wine. Well, it says it's a pink Moscato and it's called Galeo Family Vineyards Pink Moscato. And it's from California. Their website says that it's a light wine, semi-sweet, and a little dry. So I feel like it's like well-rounded. And then the description says that it's a light-bodied and sweet pink wine. The wine stands alone with its fresh citrus and peach aromas, followed by hints of red berries and orange blossoms. And apparently has a spicy dishes. What is that? Spicy dishes? And it can be like a sweet dessert. But yeah, let's try it. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
Mmm, it's really good.
It actually is well-rounded. Oh, and by the way, my guest today is Leslie Flores.
Hello. Alright, so this wine is actually pretty good. I like sweet wines. So I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Moscato, and I feel like you can never go wrong with a Moscato. But, okay, Leslie. Okay, she's been my roommate since freshman year of college. So
yeah,
we have some history. And if you didn't listen to my last episode, which is when I fell on a cactus, I talked about a friend who was with me. And guess what? Leslie was a friend. She was a friend that experienced that with me. But let's start off by you introducing yourself.
Okay, so hi, I'm Leslie. I am a fourth year business finance student at UCR. And yeah, I met Esther first year in the dorms.
Wait, and pause. Do you remember like when I was so mad?
Yes, I wanted to talk about that. But like, I remember like moving in and I was the first one there. So I got the bottom bunk. I was so excited, right? And then you came in, and I was like, hi, all enthusiastic. And you're just like, hi.
Dude, I was like, so – I had a bad impression, first bad impression, because UCR wasn't my first choice, and I wasn't happy to be there at first. So, you know, I literally was like, hi, like, I literally do not care. And I want you to know that my mom yelled at me for that. And I didn't,
really?
Yeah, like after, I didn't say that.
No.
So I put my stuff down and then my mom was like, why are you being rude? Like, it's not her fault. And I was like, okay. Like, I was just super like over it. But guess what? That was just like a little phase of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yeah, even after that day, everything was.
I know, like we got along super well.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like first week I was there, I was like analyzing everyone like in my hall really like strongly.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did I get Esther and Stephanie? Like Stephanie, our other roommate.
Yeah.
And I realized we actually have a lot in common.
We do. And it was so weird because we're all from different cities.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally like different backgrounds and everything. But yeah, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a Sagittarius. And guess what? I'm an Aquarius and we get along.
That's probably what they did. They looked at her birthday and like, okay, this will work out.
We're like compatible, right? Like yeah, our horoscopes. But yeah, anyway, continue introducing yourself. Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah. So yeah, I'm business finance fourth year. Go to UCR.
She's going to continue doing business when we graduate.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be moving to Sacramento. So I've never been there. So.
Wait, I've never been there either.
You neither?
No, but I'll have a reason to go now.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm excited about that. And yeah,
life's good. Yeah, I just want to say that, I don't know, I feel like the fact that we've been friends all throughout college, it like speaks volumes. Because we've had a lot of friends throughout the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, for whatever reason, we get distant or we just stop talking to whoever. But you and I have... It's never been like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because with Leslie, I cannot talk to her for months or even a whole quarter, like when I went to Spain. And then I see her again and it's like, oh, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah.
Like if it was whatever, right? So that's nice. But I do want to say something about Leslie. I think she's an actual badass. And I think she's a go-getter because when Leslie wants something, she does the research, she like talks to people, she networks, and she really goes after whatever she wants. And it's not like in a ugly, cocky way. It's very like I feel like you believe in yourself so much that it makes me believe in myself.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, but Leslie is very, she's a very driven person. And I feel like I have that in me, but I definitely like sometimes slack. So thank you for inspiring me. But okay, in this episode, we want to talk about dating apps because in this day and age, I feel like our generation, mm-hmm. it's kind of awkward, right? When you like try to date someone. I don't know. Like, what do you think?
No, yeah.
With like dating?
Yeah. I feel like right now, since like we're in the middle of a pandemic, people are like are having even more trouble finding like people or guys or significant others to talk to. So I feel like even more people are like turning to dating apps, like more open to it.
Mm-hmm. I think even like I agree with that. But even before the pandemic, like everyone on campus would talk about dating apps, and they'll be like, oh, my boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, I met them on this dating app. And I think it's almost like because we're always like on our phones and stuff, it's not like our parents' generation where like someone went up to one another and they were like, hey, you know, like I really like you. Like if someone came up to me and did that, I'd be like, dude, you're weird.
Yeah,
like I'm scared of you. You know,
it's funny you say that because like my mom the other day, I was complaining to her how like I was at the grocery store and I got catcalled.
You did?
Yeah. And she was like, why are you offended by that?
Like, no that's, way.
Like, they're trying to tell you that they like you.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me, it's like, I don't see it that way. But, like, you're right. It's a generational thing. To her, like, that's how guys approach girls. Mm-hmm. By, like, telling them, like, hey, you know, you're
that's
pretty.
That's so true.
Catcalling them.
You know, I experienced that with my grandma once. It was, like, a couple years ago. We were at the store. And some guy said something to, like, I don't know about my hair or something, but he said it like, oh, like I like your hair, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ew. Like I had my pepper spray literally walk away from me. And my grandma, like same thing, was like, dude, what are you doing? Like relax, he likes you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's so weird. But anyway, we have a lot of friends. I think the majority of our friends have been on dating apps.
Yeah.
And so I think we just kind of want to talk about like what we think of them and I guess say some stories.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, dating apps, there's like a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, which ones?
There's like, I think the OG would probably be Tinder.
Tinder, right?
Tinder, yeah. And then Hinge, Bumble, which is like more of a girl-friendly type of dating app. And then there's more out there. There's like Christian Mingle.
And it's, oh my goodness, I was talking to our friend Monalina. Apparently there's like dating apps for a specific ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you only want to like look for a Mexican boy, like there's a dating app for that. There's a dating Ooh. App for only like Indian boys or Asian boys, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? Like
what? Okay, that's interesting to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so have you heard like any stories of like dating apps or any of your friends have told you like some crazy stuff?
Crazy story. Well, I have heard that, like, a close friend of mine was on, I think it was Hinge. She was on Hinge, and she was scrolling, and while she was swiping, matched with someone, talked to them for, like, 1-2 days. She goes on TikTok, and all of a sudden, the guy is on her For You page on TikTok.
Like, he's famous?
Yeah, like, he has a good following. So she clicks on it, and then she's able to see Instagram, mm-hmm. and, like, later, like, his Facebook. And that's just so crazy to me how, like, you know these dating profiles, like you think you know people only see what you put out there,
yeah,
but like it's so easy just to go on Facebook and look up the person's first and last name,
yeah,
or whatever school they go to, and there you go, you have all the information right in front of you.
That's
like, that's
crazy.
Scary.
That is scary. I think for me, I'm a little scared to use a dating app because I was telling Leslie earlier that I don't know if you guys know Shane Dawson. I feel like everyone knows Shane Dawson. He went through like a phase where he was doing like documentary type video style stuff. And he interviewed one of his friends who, okay, so the friend is a woman who met a guy on Tinder, I think. And the guy was like one of a kind, like what every girl wants in a guy. Long story short, they got married. They had a kid and he ended up being like an actual crazy psycho kind of guy who was trying to steal her identity. because he was like from Russia or something, and apparently he told her like, oh, like I moved to the US for a job. It turned out this guy never even had a job, and he, because they were married, he had like some sort of access to her money. And dude, okay, I'm thinking like the worst case scenario, because I also have heard a lot of successful stories, and I even have a friend who met a guy on Tinder and they're married, and it's nothing crazy like that.
Okay.
And so I don't know, but to me it just, I don't know, like, what do you think about it,
Lindsay? I feel like it could be scary, but like I feel like it also resembles like blind dates.
True.
Like, what if, so you know, like, you know, people go to like those random blind date nights where they get, you know, paired with different people like for 2 minutes, like speed dating. Isn't it kind of the same thing? You know?
No, I think it is. But you know what? A lot of my friends have told me like, hey, we're going to get on it. Be careful, because a lot of guys are trying to find like a one night stand, or like they're not trying to be like, they're not trying to intentionally date. They're just trying to be like, oh, I'm here to have fun and blah, 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 right? But I don't really know too much about the religious dating apps, like Christian Mingle and all that. I don't know how those work, because my friends have never experienced that. But I don't know.
No, I agree with you. I feel like Tinder is more notorious for being more of like the hookup app.
Oh, is that like the stereotype, I guess? Wait, tell them about what you were telling me about the algorithm.
Oh, right, right. Okay, so this is Hinge. And I'm pretty sure Tinder does this too in other dating apps. So pretty much, like, Hinge rates your algorithm. They create your algorithm based on your level of attractiveness. So, like, when you first join the app, you kind of, like, get thrown into, like, a, I wouldn't say random pile, but, like, usually you get seen, you see, like, the most attractive people. And then that's what, like, gets you, like, to keep swiping and, like, interested in the app. But then as, like, you spend time swiping, Hinge then like judges you based on how many like left swipes you get, which is, what is left again? That's,
I have no idea.
So if you swipe to the right, that means someone's attracted to you. It's left,
it's like you don't want them.
Okay. Yeah. So right, so Hinge judges you based off how many people swipe right on you, and then they put you in a category of attractiveness, and then you get put into a pile with other people who have the same attractive, who are on the same attractive level as you are. And yeah, that's what they do. And it's honestly a little, I would say a little superficial.
Yeah. I think that's what also turns me off about them. Cause like from what my friends have told me, it's like, oh, this guy's cute, so I'm gonna like talk to him. And obviously, like, even in real, like non-dating app situations, like in real life, I think the first thing you notice about someone is like, you know, whether they're attractive to you or not. But I feel like from what I've heard on dating apps, it's very like, you're cute, I'm cute, like, let's get, I don't know, it's very like you don't know this person at all, but you somehow want to like, I don't know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It is superficial. Like, because you're basing someone, like, dude, what if some guy's like A-OK and like he's average, but he's like, has the biggest heart, or like, you know?
You don't get butterflies when he texts you, though, and, you know, because, you know, and it's, like, boring, and it's what people, you know?
Yeah.
I see what you mean. But it's so, like, again, superficial.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like to work for, like, a dating app company.
For real.
You think they get paid a lot? I'm like, sign me up. I'm just
kidding. No. Honestly, maybe, but, like, it's probably the machines who do most of the work nowadays.
Why does that scare me?
Right? That's kind of scary, so. Damn. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually remember our freshman year fall quarter, so the very beginning of college, there was, like, this guy who liked me in one of my classes, and he asked me out on a date, and you know what? I commend him for asking me on a date, because he was, like, straight up in person, and so I said yes, and we have, like, this food area called The Hub at UCR, and so we ate there, but to me, at least, first impressions matter. Tell me why this guy, like, we had texted, right? And we were like, how are we going to dress? Because we don't want to, like, be on different levels or vibes. And we both agreed on, like kind of, like, normal but kind of cute, you know? Tell me why this guy shows up in, like, those long basketball shorts. And I'm over here, like, straightening my hair and, like, you know? And I was like, and Leslie was there to witness it, because I took my friends to watch me on a date, as you know. So what did you think when you saw him with the basketball shirt?
First of all, that was so funny because we literally were like sitting on a table like right across from her acting like we didn't know who she was and that she was on a date. Yeah, the shorts, like they weren't even like the hot shorts guys wear. Like, you can see like their thighs. They were like the ugly long ones with like shorts off.
It was like those like ugly pee ones we wore in middle
school.
And I was like, dude. Like, I, not to be like, you know, all about me, but I'm like, I kind of tried, you know?
No, yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of a funny story. But, okay, Leslie, what are some qualities that you look for in a guy?
Okay. Well, like, honestly, I've always, like, you know, dig deep, like, thought really, like, really took time to, like, really think about this. But it wasn't until my older brother, who was, like, he's been married. He married his high school sweetheart.
Mm.
And, yeah, so they've been together for, I think, 10 years now. Might be wrong. But they have three kids. And, you know, honestly, I see them and I feel like, okay, that's what a good marriage looks like.
Yeah.
And so I remember he told me, like, I want to say a year ago, he was like, honestly, Leslie, like, in a guy, just look for someone you can have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's sweet.
Right? So I was like, he's like, yeah, if you're going to be with them for the whole rest of your life, you at least want to make sure you can have fun with them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that because I think especially like in college, you meet people like with all types of different backgrounds. And I feel like a lot of times, even with social media and people showing off their relationships and I don't know, I feel like everyone just like wants like this bougie lifestyle mm-hmm. and they look for that. And a guy, which I think it's fine if you're bougie, you mm-hmm. know, I here and then spoil myself.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you want that for the rest of your life? Or like, what more do you want in a person? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. What the heck?
And then I think always I look for that. Like, how well do I get along with the person? Can I be myself? And then also, I think it's really, I like to see how other people talk to strangers.
Mm, yeah,
I feel
that's
like that
a good
says
one, actually.
A lot about who they are, like how they treat waiters and all that stuff. So just being respectful to not just me, but like to other people.
And even your family, right?
Yeah, especially, yeah, that, yeah, for sure.
Because some people are bold and they're like rude to like your family members and you're like, hold it.
Mm.
Like I can be rude because that's like my brother or sister and we're cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you feel like, like, okay, so whenever you date, do you take your family into account? Or do you just kind of tell yourself, like, oh, I like this guy. Like, I don't really care what my family says.
Oh, no, I definitely take my family into account.
Me too.
And, like, I don't, like, I'm not the type to, like, right away tell my family about a guy I'm dating. Like, I really want to take into account, like, is this guy worth me telling my family about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would they disapprove? Or, like, would they actually, you know? I think at the end of the day, my parents – again, just want someone who's, like, respectful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think the same for me. Like, I definitely even – dude, I think I can be a little extreme sometimes because I can – let's say I've liked someone in the past. I sometimes, like, immediately, like, when I realize that I like them, I'm like, dude, will my family like them? You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. even – okay, so we're both Mexican. Mm-hmm. We're Mexican women.
Mm-hmm.
And we come from a Mexican household. And that in itself is, like – I don't know, like, we're held to a big standard or, like, a high standard. And even sometimes I feel like guys don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, oh, let me, like, introduce you to my family. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't even know you like that. And I always make it clear, or I've made it clear in the past, that I'm like, hey, you know what, we're kind of cool together, but I'm not telling my family till way later. Because mm-hmm. I think also if you tell your family, like, as – at least in our experience, if let's say you're like, oh, this is my boyfriend. I've been dating him for like a day or something. And then they're like, okay, cool. So like, we're going to get to know him. We're going to invite him to like family reunions. Like he's going to somehow become a part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2 days later, you guys break up. At least in my family, they're like, wait, you're just playing Esther. Like you're just messing around. And that's sad in itself because it's like, well, you don't even know what the guy did. Like what if it's not even my fault? But there's, like, this, I think, underlying implication that you're kind of, like, for lack of a better word, like, hoeing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Even my dad one day was like, I don't want you bringing around boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, boyfriends with an S, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, who do you think I am? Like, nothing wrong with that, but, like, you know?
Yeah, they just don't play with that.
Mm-hmm. They really don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's – because I know, like, within every ethnicity – some parents are more open to things like that than others. But, and it can be good and bad, because I feel like when I have a kid, I want them to be open with me. But also, I don't know. It's also, I don't know.
I feel
there's like a lot.
I understand. Yeah, I think you mentioned a while back ago that like your parents are kind of like against you dating in college, mm-hmm, and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. But recently they were like, so like, where's a boy? Like, is there a boy in your life, yeah, or something? Like, why aren't there any boys?
It was like, you know? A 180.
Yeah. 180.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That was my mom. My dad didn't say that. Mm, but.
Got you. My mom did the exact same thing to me.
Really?
Like recently. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
And yeah, she was like, are there any boys in your classes that you're interested in? Like,
you're like, you mean on Zoom University?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that was,
yeah,
really funny.
Yeah, my mom has been asking me lately, and I don't know why, but my dad definitely has always been like a jealous father. Even, dude, the majority of my friends are guys, and when he'd pick me up from elementary, middle school, and he'd see me hanging out with the guy, he'd be like, who's that? And I'd be like, oh my, like, he's my friend, yo. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. And so, in that aspect, I don't feel comfortable talking to my dad about, mm-hmm, guys or dating. Everything else, I'm super open with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be good and bad, like I said. Like, oh, sometimes, yeah, you get frustrated, and then other times I'm like, I guess I understand.
No, yeah.
I also think about, like, what my siblings would think about, like, whoever I'm dating, right? Because I'm the youngest as well. You're the middle child, right?
Yeah, I'm the middle child.
Okay.
But honestly, yeah, like, I think recently I've been more open to my mom. But, like, I feel like in the past it was really frustrating because, like, I feel like I go to my parents a lot for advice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I couldn't really talk to them about that. So, like, I feel like I was alone in that, mm-hmm, aspect. Cause, like, mm-hmm, one thing is, like, if you tell your friends and they'll give you advice. But, like, sometimes you need advice from someone older and wiser.
Yeah. No, I agree. Especially, like, I personally value my family's opinion, especially when it comes to dating. But I think even if it's, like, the greatest guy, I feel like your family's still going to have something bad to say. Because they're overprotective, right, mm-hmm, of you. And that's when I'm, like, you just have to be, like, you have to tell the difference. Like, are they just doing that because they don't want me to date or because they actually don't like the guy? But overall, I think out of everyone in my family, in the past, I would be very open with my brother, Diego. He knew who I liked. He knew who I was dating. Like, he knew the whole, you know, whatever. But now, as I'm older, I think it's my sister who, mm-hmm, I'm more open with.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like, I don't tell her anything because I'm like, I don't have anything to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you, too, like, How do you think you viewed dating as a freshman and a sophomore in college, and then like now as a senior in college?
Yeah. Okay. So honestly, I feel like freshman and sophomore year, the guys were honestly very immature. Like, yeah. I feel like going into college, guys, I don't know. Like, you either find a really good guy, but most of the guy you can find a good guy, but most of the guys are kind of just like going through a hoe phase.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, they were like set free or something.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh my gosh, like, this is freedom, and they're like trying to play around, and you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So like, how did you view like if you wanted to date someone and you liked someone, like what is the difference then and now?
The difference then and now, I feel like now, like, I'm more comfortable being straight up.
So you, like, are straight up, dude. I admire Leslie for that because she's like, that's not going to work out. Sorry, dude. Yeah.
I feel like I'm more comfortable being straight up. So, like, you know, I would probably just straight up ask them, like, what do you, like, are you looking for something serious? If not, then, like,
yeah,
I respect that, but it's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, you
know? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think, yeah, just being more, like, straight up.
Yeah, because I feel like also when we were younger, it was like, dude, like, I'm so young, like, let's go with the flow, like, see what happens. And now, like, whatever happens, it's like, no, dude, like, what are you trying to do in your future? Like, what are you trying to do in this relationship? Like,
yeah, no, high key.
Yeah,
it's crazy. We're like gonna graduate, and like, you have to really think about that, because I'm like, oh, like, or second year is like, oh, we want to date, but like, okay, cool, you're living in these apartments, oh cool, I'll be like right next to you.
Exactly.
You
know, like, and now it's like people, especially with COVID, they like moved back home, and like, it's, mm-hmm, like this whole thing. But yeah, I think for me, even like dating aside, everything is a little more serious. Like I feel like I can't mess around anymore. Not that I really messed around, like, but even with like a job choice or where I'm gonna live next year or if I like someone, like, are we gonna do long distance or like where do you live? Like it's like a lot. But I think that's growth.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Dude, I stay forgetting to ask people their quote in the beginning, but I actually really want to implement this because I think it's good. So, Leslie, what is your quote for the week or, like, kind of what you've been living by?
I actually saw this quote on my Google extension Chrome thing. Oh, you know, yeah. You can write in your to-do list. So, it's trust yourself. You know more than you think. And I feel like I struggle with imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I do. That's like when you doubt your abilities or you just like whenever you get something, you kind of think, oh, I just got lucky, you know?
Like you didn't deserve it. You just got lucky.
I just got lucky. Dude, so yeah. I feel like, that quote, it's like trust yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is the other one that you told me a while back? You were like, do one productive thing.
Yeah.
What is
it? Do one productive thing every day. That was my quarantine quote.
Dude, that's perfect. You should have told me this like in March. But, no, I actually really like the first one you said though, because I think especially again being Mexican and a girl, it's like when things come to you, you're like, oh, okay. But then like you're actually very qualified and you know a lot and you're in freaking college about to graduate. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way though. Like not just us.
Mm-hmm.
But like why?
I don't know. Like, I heard Albert Einstein had imposter syndrome.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A part of me is like, okay, that's kind of like a humble characteristic, but it's also like not. Like, mm-hmm. You just straight up, like, are doubting yourself, yeah. You know?
Not for sure.
And, you know, I don't know what kind of job, like, that, like, okay, so for me, when I see someone and I talk to them for a little bit, I literally see their potential. Like, I think I told Mona Lena this and she was like, dude, that's a counselor or like that's a therapist. But like even when like you tell me about your whatever you're doing or if someone is doubting themselves, I'm like, dude, no, I literally see you doing it. Like, I swear. And I think I need to be a little bit more like that with myself. Oh, actually, I don't know why I've been thinking about this, but it kind of goes hand in hand. So when I studied abroad last year, I went to like surrounding countries to like travel, and one of those countries was Portugal, and I decided to go surfing. And so my group and I, we paid for like a trainer because the waves in Portugal are like humongous. I don't know why we went from like 0 to 100, dude. Like none of us had ever surfed in our life, and so we each had like our individual trainer. We had our surfboards, everything, and we're walking like into the water. He's holding like a part of my board. I'm holding the other end. And I see the waves, like, literally, like, they're gonna crush me. Like, I'm like, no. So I, like, kind of hold back, and I, like, you know, they speak kind of, like, odd Spanish to me. Well, it's, like, Portuguese, but a little bit, like Spain Spanish. And I stopped, and I was like, like, in Spanish, I was like, no. I was like, I don't want to anymore. Like, I'm scared. I was like, I can't do it. And he looked at me, like, straight in my eyeball and was like, tú puedes. Like, you can do it. And he was like, I got you. Like, I'm trained. You're good. And guess what? I did it. And I'm like, I don't know why I've been thinking about that a lot, because I'm like, dude, I can do it. Like, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And even if something does come my way or to whoever, I think they deserve it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's awesome. He was straight up like, you're coming in.
Yeah. And I think that like really pushed me, because my dad is like that with me. He's very like, he sees like the potential in people. And I don't know, I feel like my dad passed that on to me, where I just like see it in everybody, but sometimes I don't see it in myself. But I have to switch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But dude, yeah, congrats on your life.
But actually, I do see you being like a counselor.
Really?
Honestly, like you're like one of those people where like, honestly, have a lot of good qualities. It's like, honestly, you just choose what you want to be honest.
I'm like, but what? It's been like my whole life.
No, yeah, it's like I see being a teacher, a counselor, what else was it?
Nurse.
Nurse, yeah, nurse. Just from working with people, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I need to work with people. Mm-hmm. I like to talk to people. So my future husband better like to talk. Okay, to end this episode off, I wanted to ask you what you're looking forward to 2021 for the new year, because it's literally around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, what are you going to miss from 2020, or what are you, like, not going to miss?
All right. Oh, so I guess I'm looking forward. It's like we're graduating. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to, like, literally a new city. So I'm looking forward to that. It's like new beginnings. I'm looking forward to hopefully COVID. You know, COVID rates kind of lowering and
like,
the vaccine coming mm-hmm. out and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. From 2020, I'll miss, I guess, lockdown, being in lockdown and having a lot of just me time. And I don't think we get to experience. I realize we don't really experience a lot of just like time to just be with yourself and think. So yeah, I'll definitely miss that.
I think I'm gonna miss that too, because it was kind of cool to be like doing school and then me washing like my dishes or making myself like lunch or dinner. It was just like you can totally like multitask and get so much done. But also, I guess I'm like, it's like all about me now. But what I won't miss about 2020 is, I don't know, just like the interactions. I personally, and I think you do too, we love to meet new people. And I don't know, what I am grateful for is that I am currently in a house with really like cool girls. And then especially you, because I'm so comfortable with you that we've been knowing each other. And I can't imagine someone who's like been, you know, in a lockdown with someone who like they're not really comfortable with, or like they're in a hostile environment kind of thing. But I'm grateful for that. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, dude, but 2021 graduation, yo.
It's so crazy. I can't wait for grad pics.
I was about to say that. I'm like, that's so fun.
And we're gonna get one where we pop champagne. And
yeah. I wanna do that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And then we're going to be, well, my birthday's in February. I'm going to be 22. So I feel kind of old. You know, I actually feel old. And I know it's not like an old age, but.
No, I think.
I'm like, why do I feel that way?
That's crazy. It's like 10 years will be. Not even 10 years. Like less than 10 years will be 30. That's freaking a trip.
That is. And you're probably going to be like married and stuff.
That's scary.
My
dude. I never have kids.
Yeah, but even in my last episode, I was like, dude, the thought of kids right now, like, I actually want to, like, throw up and die.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie's an aunt. I know.
I have 5 nieces and nephews.
I will say that I envy you for that.
Do you think in the next 5 years, your siblings will have kids?
Dude, they freaking better, because I'm not. Like, I just really want to be an aunt. Like, people are like, that's baby fever. And I'm like, well, I guess, but for being an aunt.
I just want to be the cool aunt.
Yes. Cool aunt. That's what I want to be.
Yeah.
And they're going to call me up and be like, Esther, pick me up. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going.
I feel that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of it for this episode. It was really fun talking to you, Leslie. And I think this topic was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys have a good new year. Let's honestly all hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, honestly. I feel hopeful. But let me knock on wood, because I was hopeful for 2020.
Yeah, that didn't even go so well. So.
Yeah. But anyway, I wish you all a happy new year and have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, happy new year. And thanks, Esther, for having me.
Yes.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. You should do another one with me soon.
I'm down.
Bye, guys.
You'll be hearing from me soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.